This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The amount of groundwater that people pump up from the Earth's subsurface has sucked so much liquid from groundwater reserves that it's affecting the tilt of the Earth. Groundwater provides drinking water for people and livestock, and it helps with crop irrigation when rain is scarce. But new research shows that persistent groundwater extraction over more than a decade shifted the axis on which our planet rotates, tipping it over to the east at a rate of about 1.7 inches a year. That shift is even observable on Earth's surface, as the change in Earth's tilt contributes to global sea level rise. Lead study author Ki-Won So, a professor in the Department of Earth Science Education at Seoul National University in South Korea, said, "Earth's rotational pole actually changes a lot. Our study shows that among climate-related causes, the redistribution of groundwater actually has the largest impact on the drift of the rotational pole." People might not be able to feel Earth's rotation, but our planet is spinning on a north-south axis at a rate of about 1,000 miles an hour. The ebb and flow of seasonal change is linked to the angle of the planet's rotational axis, and over geologic time, a wandering axis could affect climate on a global scale. Earth's interior is layered with rock and magma surrounding a dense, hot core. But in the outermost rocky layer, there are also vast quantities of water. Below the planet's surface, rocky reservoirs known as aquifers are estimated to contain more than 1,000 times more water than all the surface rivers and lakes in the world. Between 1993 and 2010, the period of the study, humans extracted more than 2,150 gigatons of groundwater from inside the Earth, mostly in western North America and northwestern India. To put that into perspective, if that amount were poured into the ocean, it would raise global sea levels by about a quarter inch. The drift in Earth's rotational axis between 2003 and 2015 could be linked to changes in the shrinking mass of glaciers and ice sheets, as well as in the planet's reserves of terrestrial liquid water. A Helena judge has ordered Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte to produce his communications with a mining company. That means that two environmental groups are positioned to receive previously undisclosed communications between Gianforte and Hecla, an Idaho-based mining company that wants to open two mines in northwestern Montana. Gianforte has dragged his feet in disclosing the secret deals to the public. It's been nearly 18 months since the groups first requested the documents. Lewis and Clark County District Court Judge Christopher Abbott on June 23rd ordered Gianforte to produce the records requested by the Montana Environmental Information Center and Earthworks, both nonprofit organizations active in mining issues. Judge Abbott cited the rights enshrined in the Montana Constitution that support government transparency in his order, which directs the governor's office to turn over the records to MEIC and Earthworks within 6 weeks. The groups first requested the communications between Gianforte and Hecla in November of 2021. When the governor's office declined to turn them over, the groups filed a lawsuit. Gianforte's refusal to turn over the records violates the right-to-know provision of the Montana Constitution, which holds that no person shall be deprived of the right to examine documents or to observe the deliberations of all public bodies or agencies of state government and its subdivisions, except in cases in which the demand of individual privacy clearly exceeds the merits of public disclosure. Judge Abbott wrote in his order, "The governor's office, like any other public body, has a clear legal duty under the Constitution and the implementing statutes to honor public records requests regardless of the purpose to which disclosure will be put." Abbott wrote, "While the decision whether to withhold any particular document may involve an exercise of discretion, the decision not to produce anything at all without doing that document-by-document review is not." Judge Abbott's order is the latest chapter in a multi-year saga involving a 40-year-old gold mine and Hecla's intent to open two new mines in Lincoln County for silver and copper. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.